save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast time. Let's dive in. It was a big show this morning.
Yeah, we can't play it though.
Okay, there's a certain part of it that we're not allowed to play.
Nah, turn
What's
it off.
What's the part? The juicy parts, the good
parts. The part that we spoke to Clive Palmer this morning.
Yeah, where he told...
No, and this is why.
God.
It's absolute bullshit.
Oh, gosh, he went to town.
He did.
Well, we can give Mark McGowan the opportunity to come on.
Yeah, we can.
It probably won't.
But this is why you should listen to us live, as well as the podcast. Podcast, you do your little catch-up. Oh, that was funny. I want to hear it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you listen to us live, you catch the occasional big stuff that might not make it to the podcast afterwards. So. That was one of them. How's your household budget? You all right?
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, that's it.
Bye.
I feel discriminated against.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm just going to put it in there. We're going to discuss this more tomorrow.
We do need to unpack that, I think.
I just feel like I need to put Xavier in a room. With, like, a cutout, like, heaps of cutouts of me, right? And then he can just throw axes at me.
I'd just love to have the real thing in the room and I'd have to throw an axe at you. Nah, mate, I love you.
Help.
You hate
Somebody,
me.
Somebody, please help me.
I
need help. If you're listening right now, please
I have outward
help
displays
me.
Of love to help. Everybody in this company. And all I hear is, oh, poor me, but I just love everybody.
You have said numerous times that you hate everybody and you love your dogs more than anyone.
That's fact.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
I know that. You don't have to say that every time.
You
no
said
one
it.
Cares.
The sort of man.
No, but you're like, oh, it's fact. And I was like, yeah, that's why I said it. You don't need to reiterate it. I already said it.
You brought it up. So.
Yeah, but you say it all the time.
So you just want me not to talk. So why direct the conversation to me if you don't want a response?
No, I was talking about you. I wasn't directing it to you.
Well, you're looking at me, so it's in my direction.
Yeah, because I'm talking about you.
Take my name out of your mouth.
Finish him.
I'm going to take my hold.
Help. Send help, please.
Enjoy your podcast.
Hey.
The Ellis household's making a change.
What's going on, mate?
A change for the good, a change for the great.
I feel like this is something Emma's implemented.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Because you would just go with the flow.
No, it's time we take a little bit of responsibility and start looking at our finances.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's one of those ones that, monthly share accounts, essentially, a couple of credit cards that we're paying off. But at the moment, she's on 50%,
yep.
Work, about to go on maternity leave, which is half pay for 6 months, maybe?
Is it?
Whatever it is.
You're asking the wrong girl.
No, it's specific to, so she's at Perth Airport who have great maternity leave.
Oh, okay.
So Em's gone through and gone, righto, we need to cut the crap Cost, out of our
yes.
finances. We need to tighten things up.
So what, no Maccas every morning?
Well, short back and sides. Now, what she went through in the last 12 months,
yeah.
Every single transaction that was on our cards. Single thing.
It's eye-opening, isn't it?
That OnlyFans account.
I just don't even look at my account.
She asked what OnlyFans was. I was like, oh, moly.
You were like, it's for work, babe. Cocaine Cassie's opened up a new
page. Right. Tell me you wouldn't pay $4.50 for a Cocaine Cassie nude. And she's like, yeah, good spend. So she's gone through and she set now like a list of rules that I need to follow. 13, 10, 60, I need to hear from people of Perth if you do have a household budget. And what are some of the little nuances in the budget now?
So what has she allowed for you?
Well, literally, she's gone through and gone, righto, card payments, car, card, house, interest, da-da-da.
Yep. Beer, Uber Eats, Maccas.
So I'm allowed $250 a week.
A week?
A week?
Off your luck.
I'm allowed $250 a week.
Yeah.
And my budget, my personal budget's bigger than hers. So we haven't gone like $250 each.
Okay.
She's gone, I'll have, I think she's $135 or something.
How come she gets less?
Well, I don't know.
Wait, is that just to spend on what? Like anything you want?
Anything. So if I want to go to the bowls club.
Yeah.
And I want to tuck right on in.
$250 worth of beers?
Yep.
That's gone.
Blend 43 for the rest of the week.
Oh, maybe. No coffees.
No coffees.
Right.
No takeaway lunches. No, nothing. So I've got my little nest egg.
Yep.
And if I want to save it, guess what?
What?
It builds up.
It rolls over.
It rolls over.
She's put you on a rollover plan.
I'm on a rollover plan. I am on a complete rollover plan at the moment. Now, 131060, are you on a budget at home and how does it work? It's good. I'm going to enjoy it. But when she's going through going like, mate, do you reckon you need $3,500 worth of Macca's coffees a year? I was like, whoa.
Yes, I do.
You're probably a shout out to Macca's.
Yes.
Hey, Jules, you live by yourself, essentially. So you've got your own little budget. You don't have to worry about anyone.
It's very, very simple because I don't have a mortgage and I don't have any kids, no partners. So I really have to worry about myself. I pay my rent and my electricity bill and a phone bill.
Yep.
Three things.
I remember those days.
How good.
Oh, mate.
And even the phone bill I'd miss. Your phone bill's about to turn off.
It's alive. Seriously, I don't have a car, so I don't have to pay for rego. I don't have to pay for fuel.
You should be flossing your teeth with 50s.
I'm literally riding my car. Well, riding my bike, sorry. I allow myself $2,000 a month.
Okay.
To spend on whatever I want.
$500 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, Remy.
No, but here's the thing. No. It doesn't mean I go and blow it out.
Okay.
Right?
Why is it that every day you come in here going, I'm broke?
Because that's how I save money, right? I convince myself I'm broke.
Yeah, all right.
I am. Like, the thing is that whatever I don't spend, I will then put into savings. So, you know, that's for everything. So that's... I am here on my own. I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
So I need to socialize a lot, right? Mm-hmm. To get that interaction with people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I am spending a lot. There's a lot of nights out, dinners, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
I love how you're justifying it.
No, I am.
I need to go out.
It's for my mental health.
No, this is the life I chose, I'm not married, no kids or anything like that.
Yeah. What are you doing with the 50s?
I've got to enjoy. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Sometimes I wish people could see what goes on in this studio.
They just pretty much did a dance on the pole. Is that what you're saying?
How dare you, Jules?
What I thought it was.
Well, 131060, give us a call. Run me through your little nuances you've got with your budget because it's also good because tax time now, it's all set for tax. M's done it all for me. So like every single subscription... I've got covered.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
Jules and Pete. Well, mate, the witch has come down on me. She's hung, drawn, and quartered me and has laid the law down, and I now have a budget in place, which is good.
You get spending money.
You get $250 bucks a week.
Be thankful. And be grateful.
It's a rollover too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It doesn't disappear at the end of the week either.
So I'm gonna not eat or drink for two weeks.
Oh, here we go.
Then on the third.
Wait, drink what?
Anything. Oh, I don't know if
And on the third, he's going to turn water into wine.
Don't you worry about it. Turn water into wine. I'm one of the all-time biggest benders you've ever seen. 131060. What are the little nuances in your budget?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Talk us through it, mate.
So, like, I agree with you guys in the sense that, like, I've got my budget. I've got to pay my rent. I've got to pay my car rental bills. But I'm still single myself. So I actually allow quite a large of my budget to my social life because, you know, I need that social interaction. So I'm completely with you on
that. Josh, you're like me.
Absolutely.
You need it.
I can't. I don't want to. I mean, like, I need that social interaction.
Yes.
So, hey, Josh.
Hanging out with my friends and,
As a percentage, mate, so you've got your rent. Whatever your rent is it more or less you're nominating for your social life?
Definitely more.
Yeah. I thought so.
Josh, do not feel guilty at all. We live the life.
It's a good ratio by the sounds of it.
Is it a bougie life? Can you ask Josh if it's a bougie?
Josh,
is it bougie?
Are you living bougie?
Not exactly bougie, but I don't want to go out. I don't like going out on nights with having like a $0 budget.
Same. You just like to tap and go without having a check.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then that Sunday morning comes and I go... Jeez. Oh my
no,
God,
babe, just don't check it. Just avoid it.
Didn't
like,
happen.
Seriously.
Yeah. Thanks, ANZ.
Yeah.
Hi, Sharman.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, mate.
Good.
What's your budget, babe?
Sorry, this was when I was pregnant. We've kind of gone back on our budget now, but when I went through the same thing, spreadsheet, worked out that we spent $13,000 for the year on takeout and $5,000 on coffee. just coffee, my husband and I. So we had to tighten the budget. We gave ourselves a budget of $100 a fortnight for a takeout. And we bought a coffee machine and made coffee at home.
Smart.
It was brutal.
Brutal. Sometimes just going out and getting a coffee.
Make love to it, don't you?
It is just bliss.
But it was good.
It was good. We got to send our kids to, we ended up saving so much money that our kids are both at private school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go.
You know, okay. It works. It's a good benefit. So it's a bit of a sacrifice, but at the end of the day, it's what you get out of it at the end, you know?
No, I agree. Good on you, Sharman.
I'm just hoping Ted's smart enough to get a scholarship at Trinity.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. Were you guys watching Channel 9 around about 4:30 yesterday?
Didn't we have this conversation first thing this morning?
I didn't watch you on the Pulse.
The Pulse.
Man, I didn't know you were on. Like, if I'd known you were on.
Don't lie to her.
No.
You're lying straight to her face.
No, if I'd known you were on, still probably would have watched something else.
Oh, see, that's weird, because every other time I've been on The Pulse, you guys have roasted me
No, there was only one time.
And people have hit us up about that, said, oh, check out this fool. And I'm like, I work with her.
They called me a fool.
What was that phrase you used?
I don't remember.
What did she say?
Don't be bitter, be better.
No, about the Essendon saga.
Mate, do you want to know?
No,
yeah. Do you want to know?
In that era, I mean, the players, they served their time, they got to spend it, no, got breathed down,
See, that's what happens when I have to answer a footy-related question knowing that Xavier Ellis is watching me because he's fed me a lot. Seriously. So I just don't tell you guys anymore that I'm going on The Pulse, which I did yesterday. And you know what?
How'd you go?
Nailed it.
Did ya?
Yeah. I was on with that with Adrian.
Oh, the hot
Adrian
guy.
Yes.
He's hot, man.
Oh, long hair, top knot every now and again.
Yeah. He's such a beautiful guy. Like, just like a really lovely personality as well,
Okay.
too.
Right, okay. It's a little awkward. Yeah.
Why?
Is that what? I thought you were using a different type of blush, but maybe you were just naturally blushing yesterday.
Oh, it's... No,
don't, blush,
don't even stop. But I do have his number.
Oh!
No, I've got to tell you why. I've got to tell you what happened yesterday. And it actually has sparked something that I really need to change some things in my life. Mm-hmm. Because I, as you guys know, I don't drive. And I was in a DD on my way to Channel 9 yesterday. And I jumped out at the lights because I was running a little bit late and we were waiting at the lights to turn back around so he could drop me off at the front, right? Yep. And I was like, no worries, mate. I'll just jump out here. And run in, jumped out of the DD, ran across the road, grabbed my phone out to check the time. Phone left in the DD, ready to run back, and he had taken off already. So I ran inside and met Adrian, and I was talking to Doug there. And I was like, I left my phone in the DD, and Adrian's like, oh, I'll call it for you. And so put my number in his phone to call. And
that's a
very
and
clever.
And then all of a sudden, Jules's pocket starts vibrating, but you've got the number.
Sorry, I left my phone in the back of the DD.
That is smooth, man.
No, it wasn't anything like that. He was actually helping me out. But here's one thing that has been playing on my mind since that. So the DD driver ended up calling his phone, right? Because he's like, you know, this phone was left in the back of the DD. And I spoke to the DD driver and said, hey, do you mind bringing it to Channel 9? Because at the time I was about to go on air. Mm. And he's like, yep, no worries.
Yeah.
And then as I was like, okay, I've got a $50 note and I've got a $20 note.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, going to give him 50. I'll be honest with you. If I had $500 on me, I would have given it to him. That's how much I need my phone. And Adrian said to me, nah, 50's too much.
It is too much.
Just give him 20. So I ended up giving the guy 20, but now I'm like, I should have gave him 50.
Why?
Because he went to the effort, right? So we would have got in contact with him maybe 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Then the guy had to, like, go and come back, find a park somewhere around on St. George's Terrace. You know how hard that is to find a park? And then finally, and then walk up to Channel 9 to give me my phone. And all I gave him was $20. Mate, like, I should have gave him the 50.
20 is a great gift.
He would have lost out on rides.
No, in the city, I reckon $20 is worth a couple of rides.
Yeah, that's easily.
Yeah.
Mate, some people jump in for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah. No. Well, DDs get paid. The DD only takes 15%.
Yeah, but they're not people.
So they're making still a fair bit of money. Nah. Got some good money. Yeah, honestly.
Mate, for 15 minutes, nah. $20 is ample.
I think you did the right thing. But
a big thank you from the bottom. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
I was very, very thankful.
I've now met my future husband.
All he wanted was a selfie.
Really?
He was. He's a massive fan of our show.
You had to add that.
You had to?
That's what happened.
You had to add that.
That's what happened. He's like, no, I'll just take a selfie. I was like, no, here, have the 20.
How do you know you work on the radio?
Because he said that he was studying music at,
Oh, good on him.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Roger.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. His name's not Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a little bit from yesterday, by the way, of Adrian?
Habits are hard to break, Adrian. Mm-hmm. What would you struggle to change?
I say sorry, even when it's not my fault. Like, sure. It's not like bumps into me, they did it. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Oh, mate, you cannot deny that he's a good-looking man.
I'm not
seriously.
A long hair sort of guy.
But you can still say that he's a good-looking man.
Look, if I was to really pair up with the guy, just a short back and sides.
Okay, fair enough. Whatever.
All right, it's 11 minutes away from home.
I don't know anyone who has said that he's not good looking. Actually, I posted a photo on my own Instagram, and the amount of inboxes I got of girls going, oh my gosh, he's so hot.
I know, I see the hotness, but like.
Yeah, that's all I want from you. That's all I want, the hotness.
I'd be the one-nighter.
Luke. You can't deny it.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
jewels and peace. Hey, boss.
Good morning.
What are you doing here?
I've just popped in to say hi.
And you got a fat stack sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, I've got
which is catching my eye. Fat stack. How much money do you reckon's there? There's $100 notes.
Well, to be honest, they're all fake. $100 notes aren't that big.
No, I know.
Do they represent real money, though?
They represent real money.
I don't know. I've never seen a $100 note.
Yeah. Well, according to your budget, $2,000 a month. On splashing.
Did you hear that this morning?
I did. I thought,
jokes.
Why are you always saying you're poor?
Yeah, I know. So it's okay. I'm still spending.
I am. Gucci bags aren't cheap.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Hey, I'm coming this morning with a proposal for you guys.
Right. What do you got?
All right. So all year, you've been doing something. And in particular, Zave, you've been doing something.
Oh, here
probably
we go.
Radio,
he's
probably
got us
radio
in trouble.
Craft. Probably great delivery of radio. And Radio Nous.
All year long, you have been putting people into this mystery prize draw.
The mystery prize at the end of the year.
All year long.
Have a listen to this.
James, you're in the draw for the mystery prize at the end of the year.
Mystery prize.
Enjoy your mystery prize.
We'll put you in the mystery prize for the end of the year, okay? Put him in the mystery prize.
Jeez, it sounds like we're all a bit guilty there, isn't
it? Yeah. It's just Radio Craft. People call in and go, I'm in the mystery prize, when they know it's nothing. It's great.
Honestly. No. We were like, all right, we need to come up with this prize.
Yeah, honesty
right?
time, have we you need... got a prize sorted?
Not yet, but we did think, we were like, oh, maybe we should just do like a dinner.
No, we're going to give away your watch.
Then you sold it. So I have a proposal for you guys.
Okay.
You've been putting people in the draw for this mystery prize.
Mm. So are people actually in the draw?
Yes,
they are. Right. Yes, they have been. There. Yeah.
You don't have a mystery prize.
No.
So it's time for us to start getting a mystery prize. And so that your mystery prize isn't like a pen.
Well,
is it this fat stack? Is it this?
It could potentially
cash
be
money?
This fat stack of cash money.
Because alternatively, it was going to be jewels there for a little while.
Yeah,
I'm just going to sell you.
So hang on a sec. What do you mean potentially it could be that fat
stack? So what we want to do is every now and then, we want to offer you guys money towards your mystery prize.
Okay.
Okay.
There is a catch, though.
Okay.
In order to get the money, you are going to have to do something. Xavier, Jules and Pete, there's something you've got to say. Teach, we'll say the word and you have to obey. It's only 3 letters, no more and no less. Xavier, Jules and Pete, you just got to say yes.
That's me.
Oh.
Can we just touch on that? That's very good.
Who wrote that?
Yeah. You want that?
Voice of an age.
We'll put it on a podcast. You can do a karaoke version. So what we're going to do is all throughout the year, we're going to offer you some money towards your mystery prize.
Yes.
Right.
The catch is you're going to have to say yes. Just
to
say
what?
Yes to doing something.
Okay. So you're going to come in and go, I've got like 200 bucks here.
Yep.
You've got to say yes
if
you want the 200 bucks. So we say yes, and then what?
After you say yes, then you'll find out what you're going to do.
Oh, so we won't know. So we're going in blind.
Oh.
So you're going in blind. You just say yes.
I'm a risk taker. I'll be like, yeah.
So what if you say yes, and then you get to the yes point, and then you say no because you're chicken out?
Then you're pulling money away from your listeners who are in the draw for the mystery prize.
Oh, no. I love them all too much.
Yeah, same.
So it could be any one of you on the show.
Okay.
At any given time.
So this morning.
Oh, we're doing this now.
For $500 towards your mystery prize.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Okay.
Xavier, just say yes.
He's shaking his head. Don't shake your head. You just said you're going to say yes.
I figure you should go first because you're the one who's been talking
Absolutely.
About this mystery.
Can we negotiate?
No. We want that. We need that $500 straight up.
Well, no, you're making a good point. So
a little bit of GST on top.
You've offered $500.
Yeah.
So, like, if you come in here going $100, then is it going to be a little bit lesser of a, you know, like $500? I mean, that sounds like a...
I feel like it's pretty looking at me like I'm an idiot. If you can sprinkle a little bit of GST over it.
If I put in an extra $200 and make it $700, will you just say yes?
$700?
$700 towards
your
mystery
prize. Negotiate, sugar.
Over to you, X.
I'm worried, because I'm first.
All you have to do
is
just say yes.
It must be bad for $700.
Yeah, $700, mate.
Look at that. Seven grand.
$700.
Can I hold it for a second?
You can hold it. Hold the fake money if you want.
I love
mate, if you're having an hour about this, you earn too much.
Cash money.
Yeah. Make it rain.
It's a yes from me.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going with a yes. Okay. All right.
Hit me with that song again.
Xavier, Jules, and Pete, there's something you've got to say. Teach, we'll say the word and you have to obey. It's only three letters, no more and no less. Xavier, Jules, and Pete, you just got to say yes.
I think I've been sucked in. The boss only gave me 600.
So do we find out what it is now or when?
So you've just said yes. We're going to tell you what you've just said yes to. Tomorrow.
Aww.
Okay.
Hit 92.9's. Jules and
Pete. 13 10 60 this morning. We want to hear from you if you've ever been discriminated against because of your hair colour. Now, the Batchy premiered last night.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Off and racing last night.
Yeah, all the girls are in the house, but there was a meltdown. There was a penguin that turned up last night, so there was a chick dressed up as a penguin.
Well,
she stood out. He took her on, like, he gave her the first
chat.
Yeah, she was great.
They're actually all quite attractive this time around.
Of course they are.
No, but there's been a couple of seasons where I've gone, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But this time around, I think he's got a hard choice.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he got rid of a girl last night that I was like, oh, my gosh, she was the most gorgeous girl in the house.
If he's getting rid of those, then, geez, he's got a hard choice.
Oh, mate, the other ones. I mean, I'm just going to base it on there are some girls that are gorgeous and their personality matches it. And there's some girls that are gorgeous and they have the worst personalities and attitudes that just make them ugly.
Ah, there's a reason why they're all on it.
Anyway, so last night, though, there was a bit of a meltdown that resulted in one of the contestants, which is her name, Zoe Claire. She actually had to skip the rose ceremony at the end. But I just want to set the scene for you with what happened. So, you know, magical fairy tale garden with all the fairy lights and whatever. All the girls are in and they're all having a couple of drinks. And Lockie goes around and obviously grabs the girls to have like little one-on-one chats, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he grabbed this girl called Zoe and took her to the side. They sit on this little lounge and they're having a little chat. And then all of a sudden, another contestant,
Ariba,
decides that she's going to swoom in there and sit beside him and boycott their little their little chat that they're having. But this is what went down.
So do you mind giving us like 2 minutes to finish up?
I'll come grab you again and then we'll have a quick talk.
I'll go in.
Oh,
awesome, thank you.
So Lockie was sitting with Zoe, right? Ariba comes in and like, I want to have a chat.
Yeah.
And then Lockie tells Zoe, so the girl he was originally talking to, saying, you go inside and I'll come and get you once we've finished. So Ariba ended up winning. And it was like, this is really, really confusing. But what was even more confusing was what was followed, which was this.
And I don't want to go through this experience being different because of the... God, this sounds so stupid, but the colour of my goddamn hair.
So that's Zoe. Zoe is a redhead. And I don't understand how this even came up because there was no mention of her hair colour whatsoever.
Maybe emotion got the best.
Well, maybe, but she was saying, yeah, that she's always discriminated against because of her hair and her fair skin and her cheekbones.
Was she a few shampers in at that point?
Yeah, mate. I'm pretty sure this is like at 3 a.m. and they'd been drinking, they'd been doing the walk-in since maybe 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Well, maybe she has. Maybe she has been discriminated against because of her
just
hair
no good.
And her cheekbones.
She's just no good.
I'm not saying that she has it, but what I am wanting to put out there and find out is if anyone else has been. Because, I mean, I just have black hair. No one's discriminated against, you know, I'm black hair.
I'm a Christina fan. I just did a bit of Googling on the Bachelor Girls.
Oh, I was like, what, Christina Aguilera?
No.
Wait, in her dirty stage?
Oh, what was that film clip?
Filthy.
What was that film clip when she's in the boxing
dirty
ring?
Oh, yeah,
boy,
dirty. Yeah. Well, I think so anyway.
131060. Have you been discriminated against because of your hair colour?
Now, I thought Zave was a redhead. I honestly thought Zave was a redhead. And I don't know. It's just because of your fair skin
this
and your freckles. What?
But is it any hair colour? So if you like,
yeah, you don't have to be a redhead. If someone's like, oh, even if you had like frizzy hair or curly hair or
it's like
anything.
Rangers, it's like rangers and fat people. They're the fun ones. They've got to find a little spark.
What do you mean? What do you mean they've got to find a little spark? Yeah. I don't get it. What happens if you're a ranger and you're fat?
I can guarantee they're going to be good fun.
Is that how you describe yourself?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, I hang around with people who are overweight. Because they know that they haven't got the looks. They need to work on other areas of their life.
Somebody
all
needs.
All right, 131060. Let's go to the phone. Okay, we'll continue this chat next.
It's 8:15. We'll check your roads.
It's
come
true
back with your calls in minutes. Have you been discriminated against?
People will agree. They're like,
because of your hair
no
colour.
No one's disagreeing with you here, okay? Yeah. We're just laughing at you.
Yeah. I just think somebody needs to write a book of all of the colloquialisms that you've ever used. And it's just, it'll be a bestseller.
You're sitting in the car, you've got a bit of a muffin top. I guarantee you're good. Fun.
All right.
Hit 92.9's. Trivia
Chosen P. Have you been discriminated against because of your hair?
Yes, because last night on The Batchy, obviously all the ladies are in the house.
Yep, they're in. Night
and
one.
And one of the girls interrupted one of the other girls when it was that one-on-one time with The Batchy Lockie, and this was her response to it.
And I don't want to go through this experience being different because of the... God, this sounds so stupid, but the colour of my goddamn hair.
Oh, sister. Now, if you were sitting there watching it last night, you were like, what the bloody hell is going on here? Because no one even mentioned hair colour. And she's the one who brought it up and, like, literally missed the rose ceremony at the end because she was too upset.
And she's single.
Apparently ill. Yeah.
So is she out now?
Me. No. She's in.
Oh, so she got given a sob rose.
Just didn't.
I'm shook that she's single. Oh, she sounds like someone that shouldn't be single. Like, wow. that was quality.
Anyway, I just thought we'd throw it out there. I mean, I've got black hair, so I mean, no one's ever really said anything about my hair. Zave, has anyone ever said anything about your red hair?
Yeah. Yep.
Have they?
I was going to say something. I've just bit my tongue. No, about past experience. Hey. I was like, no one's ever said anything. I'm just very blessed and lucky to be... Yeah, in a full-time job in this environment, so I'm going to push on quickly.
Good on you, mate.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you, mate? Isa.
Aaron.
Oh, hello.
Hey,
sorry,
girl. Babe, what colour's your hair?
I have red hair.
Okay.
Are you good fun?
Yeah. See, that is exactly what I'm calling up about. As soon as you say you have red hair, they immediately think that stigma against us, why they're like fiery.
Oh, yes.
And with, fun as well.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a nicer way to be. But the other awkward thing is when we're with other redheads, they think we're related. And it's definitely not.
girl, we get the same with Asians as well, too, right? You know? Yeah.
But Yeah, it's definitely, you definitely get the stigma against mm-hmm. you. They think they immediately call you like a ranger, which yeah. is quite hurtful, but everyone, we all get it, unfortunately. Oh. But when you get out of school and all that, it gets a bit better. But, yeah, it's very bizarre, like with the red hair, they think, yeah, that yeah. we're quite fiery or angry at everything or get quiet and then we explode, but it's not always the case.
So, Erin, yeah. when Jules is calling me a ranger on air, do you find that offensive?
I must admit, it does hurt because...
Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, Jules.
No, it's okay because my best friend has red hair. Oh, no. Mm. What are the odds? But she doesn't care, whereas I get upset about it, but I like to be called a ginger, whereas she gets very upset about it. So you just can't win. So
each to their own, yeah. I mean, they've called me numerous things about being Asian, but, you know, it really doesn't offend me. So I get it. It all depends. It all depends, right? Thank you, Erin. Sorry, babe, that you had to deal with that back at school. Let's go to Tori from Armidale. Good morning.
No, are you sure you don't want to unpack this and just get it off your chest?
Babe, now you have red hair. Are you the same
yes,
as Erin?
Do
you not like being called a ranger?
I don't mind it. I've been called a ranger most of my life from my brothers and sisters.
Wait, they're not ranger? Oh, they're not redhead?
No, I'm the only one.
How did that happen, Tori?
Strong
genes.
Yeah, from my grandmother. My grandmothers, from both my dad and my mum's side, are both ringers as well. So I think I just got the throwback from them.
Are you good fun, mate?
Oh, I'm awesome fun.
Yeah,
I'm really
I knew it.
I'm always.
Mate, I'm telling
always
you.
Always good fun.
Good idea. Us redheads are good fun.
Yeah. I agree. All right, let's go to Natasha.
Where are we? There we go. Natasha.
Hey, Natasha.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, babe. Now, have you been discriminated against because of your hair colour?
Yeah, I was going through a breakup.
Yeah.
So naturally strawberry blonde.
Okay.
And so box dyed my hair bright red.
Oh, did you? Like, so you went even more red.
This is awesome, like living my best life. And my girlfriend had asked me to be in her bridal party.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, sweet, no worries. I got a tattoo as well in the meantime, like an arm tattoo. And she's like, well, you have to cover that up with a sash.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, so I'm going to be the only one wearing a sash. Yeah, that's fine, no problem. And then a few weeks later, she turns on and she's like, you're going to have to dye your hair back to brown or something to cover it up because I don't want you sticking out in the photo.
Oh!
And I was like, well, maybe it's not a good idea that I be a part of your bridal party then.
You're backed away.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Mate. When you dyed your hair bright red, you obviously were going through a breakup and then that was done and dusted. Did you get any extra attention from the men, women?
Well, I'm with my now partner and we've got another two children together, so
I'm telling you, mate. And are you good fun, Tash?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a good time.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, good on you, Tash.
I'm not denying it.
Lean into it.
Denying it at all.
All right. There you go. I'll come back tomorrow when we do have you been discriminated against because of your ethnicity?
Oh, mate, the phone lines will light
maybe,
up.
Maybe not this climate, mate.
Yeah.
Save your tools and peas. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and peas. On Hit 92.9.